one of the things that probably just about every Christian struggles with is distraction in prayer. Right on cue, right? Great. A lot of people struggle with distraction in prayer, and I think that distraction is also a theme not only in prayer, but also over the course of our life. You know, we get so caught up in all the things that are going on, our work, our family, our trials, you know, all kinds of different things. We get caught up in these things, and sometimes it's easy to lose sight of our ultimate goal, namely eternal life in heaven. So we welcome a celebration of Our Lady in which we acknowledge her Assumption, because it's a good reminder for us of why we're here. We're here for going there. We're here on this earth because we're on a journey, we're on a path, we're on a trajectory toward eternal life. And ultimately, that's what really matters in this life. Sometimes when we think about eternal life in heaven, these pictures come to mind where, you know, we're in this sort of disembodied state enjoying eternal life forever, you know, happiness, the angels have their harps and all of that. And well, I'm not sure that angels have harps, but I can say for sure that heaven is not this disembodied thing. Maybe you've heard me say before that our goal is not to just shed our body, leave the body behind, and let our soul be in heaven. God created human beings as body and soul. And so death does the ultimate violence to a human being because it separates our body and our soul and really makes us not human in a way, because human beings are body and soul. So to separate the body and soul does supreme violence to the human being. But our faith tells us that Jesus conquered death. And so in his conquering death, that means he conquers what separates the soul and the body. And so when we go to heaven, the soul and the body are reunited. Every time we come to Mass on Sunday or a big feast day, we pray in the Creed, we believe in the resurrection of the body. So it's not just about leaving our body behind in a grave somewhere and our soul escaping up to heaven. We believe that as human beings created by God, our soul and our body are meant to be together for all eternity. So, today, we celebrate the Assumption of Mary, body and soul, into heaven. We're acknowledging that really what happened to Mary is what we all hope for. True, our bodies will probably undergo the corruption of the tomb. Mary did not undergo corruption. But aside from that, she paves the way for us. She goes first where we all hope to go at the end of the course of our earthly life. You notice that a lot of our holy days of obligation are feast days of Mary. And indeed, a lot of our non-Catholic brothers and sisters criticize us for giving too much attention to the Blessed Mother or elevating her to too high of a status in the grand scheme of things. Well, to that, I would respond this way. Don't worry about loving Mary too much, because you will never, ever, ever love her more than Jesus did. Mary always shows us the way. Mary's not in it for herself. She doesn't claim all the glory and say, oh, this is so great. No. Mary always leads us to Jesus. She shows us the path. She showed us during her life the path of obedience to God and the joy that came from that. She showed us fidelity to her Son She was his greatest disciple from beginning to end. She was there at his birth. She was there at the cross. She was there at the tomb. She was there at Pentecost. She was always there. So don't be afraid of loving Mary more and more, because she's always, like a good mother, going to lead you to Jesus. And we also remember on this day that we hope to follow in her footsteps, not only the way that she lived her life so close to God, but also in the manner of her rising, that we hope one day to be reunited, soul and body, in the glory of eternal life.